ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 16, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters. Text number 2. Na alam vayam te mahima anuvarnane yaha deva वर्यः अवतार मायया वेण अंग चातस्य च पौरुषाणि ते वाचः पतिनाम अपि बभ्रमुः दियः नालं वयं ते महिमानुवर्णने यो देववर्योऽवतार मायया वेणाङ्गजातस्य च पौरुषाणि ते वाचस्पतीनामपि बभ्रमूर्धियः नालं वयं ते महिमानुवर्णने यो देववर्यो अवतार मायया वेणाङ्गजातस्य च पौरुषाणि ते वाचस्पतीनामपि बभ्रमूर्धियः नालं वयं ते महिमानुवर्णने यो देववर्यो अवततार मायया वेणाङ्गजातस्य च पौरुषाणि ते वाचस्पतीनामपि बभ्रमूर्धियः Na alam, not able. Vayam, we. Te, your. Mahima, glories. Anuvarnane, in describing. Yaha, you who. Deva, the personality of Godhead. Varyaha, the foremost. Avatatar, descended. Mayaya, by his internal potency or causeless mercy. Vena Anga, from the body of King Vena. Jatasya, who have appeared. Cha, and Paurushani, glorious activities. Te, of you. Vachah Patina, of great orators. Api, although Babramhu became bewildered. Dhiyah, the minds. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The reciters continued, Dear King, you are a direct incarnation of the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by His causeless mercy, you have descended on this earth. Therefore, it is not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared through the body of King Vena, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that in this verse the word Mayaya means by your causeless mercy. The Mayavadi philosophers explain the word Maya as meaning illusion or falseness. However, there are another meaning. There is another meaning of Maya, and that is causeless mercy. There are two kinds of Mayas: Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya is an expansion of Yoga Maya, and both these Mayas are different expansions of Lord's internal potency. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears through His internal potency, that is Kulatma Maya. We should therefore reject the Mayavada explanation that the Lord appears in a body given by external potency. And that is the material energy. The Lord and His incarnations are fully independent and can appear anywhere and everywhere by virtue of internal potency. Although born out of the so-called dead body of King Vena, King Prithu was still an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Lord's internal potency. The Lord can appear in any family. Sometimes He appears as fish incarnation, Matsya Avatar, or a boar incarnation, Varaha Avatar. Thus the Lord is completely free and independent to appear anywhere and everywhere by His internal potency. It is stated that Ananta, the incarnation of Lord, who has unlimited mouths, cannot reach the end of His glorification of the Lord. Although Ananta has been describing the Lord since time immemorial. So what to speak of demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and others? It is said that the Lord is Shiva Viranchinutam, always worshipped by the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. If the demigods cannot find adequate language to express the glories of the Lord, then what to speak of others? Consequently, reciters like the Sutta and Magadha felt inadequate to speak about King Prithu. By glorifying the Lord with exalted prayers, one becomes purified. Although we are unable to offer prayers to the Lord in an adequate fashion, our duty is to make the attempt in order to purify ourselves. It is not that we should stop our glorification because demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot adequately glorify the Lord. Rather, as stated by Prahlad Maharaj, everything should glorify the Lord according to His own ability. If we are serious and sincere devotees, the Lord will give us the intelligence to offer prayers properly. Te Devi Pranama Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is very instructive. Nalam vayam te mahimanu varnane, yo deva avaryo avatatar mayaya. Venanga jatasya chapavrushani te vachaspati namapi babramurdhiyaha. The reciters continued, dear king, you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by his causeless mercy, you have descended on this earth. Therefore, it is not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared through the body of King Vena, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. Towards the end of the last chapter, where this Suta and Magadha started to glorify. Prior to that, Pritho Maharaj warned them, why are you glorifying me? I haven't done anything yet. It's appeared. Better you glorify those who have achieved something. I haven't accomplished anything yet. I just appeared. And you have started glorifying? This is a big warning. Means, even if we do some activities which are praiseworthy in terms of devotional service, then naturally some achievement is recorded and we become satisfied. But in all humility, we do not need glorification. That is for a devotee who is coming up and becoming more and more serious about devotional service. He is not after glorification. Performing devotional service is the highest activity, so therefore all the results of all the siddhis will be behind you. They will be waiting. Mukti Kutanjali. Mukti Devi will stand at your doorstep because you are a devotee and becoming purer and purer. So similarly in reciprocation, all these siddhis will be coming. And they will be standing at your doorstep. Simply they want engagement from you. But because you are engaged in pure devotional service, don't fear them. Then, my dear mother, sorry, I'm too busy. Because in our, if we are not mature, then we'll be attracted towards the perfections. And this perfection will become stumbling block if we do not know where to use them, where to engage them. Hanumanji had all these yogic siddhis and the perfections, but he used it so cleverly in service of Lord Ramchandra, he never fell off from the devotional service. So Pritho Maharaj is warning Sut and Magadha, you are professional reciters, but did I do anything? So I do not deserve glorification. You give glorification who has achieved something. But Pritho Maharaj smiled because they understood that he appeared in a dead body, from the dead body of Vena, his father, simply by invocations of the mantras of the priests. So powerful. But he has not demonstrated any service that he has come for. So prior to, if somebody gives you glorification in advance, then you may not perform the services because you already achieved the glorification for not doing. So, for devotees, it's a warning. Unless and until some devotional service is rendered, we cannot think of. And even after rendering service, devotees do not think of getting entangled into glorification. So, Prithu Maharaj smiled at them that you may have recognized. Otherwise, from dead body, how come incarnation would come? Prithu Maharaj is a Jiva Tattva, and Jiva Tattva is brought in by the powerful prayers and churning of the upper part of the body of dead Vena. Prithu came along with Archi, his counterpart. And they are so effulgent, and everybody recognized that here comes some divine personality. But knowing this divine appearance means, because the divinity is invested, it must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is appearing. So, some external features were there. External features were there. They were very much became attractive to understand the divinity aspect. Glaring effulgence, transcendental nature, graveness, and so many 26 qualities of this qualities in a devotee, they are divine. Because they are coming out of performance of devotional service, and they are meant for devotional service. It is not meant for achieving credits or that or that. You know. So, in this particular verse, the glorification nonetheless got continued. Because Prithu Maharaj smiled and allowed them. And these are professional reciters. They must be very, very expert to find out the physiognomes, that is the external features which are physical, but internal also. Because nobody can force the Lord to appear. Brahmins did not force the Lord to appear, but nonetheless they requested, and the prayers were properly chanted, and the Lord agreed to come on his sweet will. Prakritim swam avastabhya Swam Prakriti, the internal potency. Even though Bahiranga Maya is also Krishna's potency, but this potency has to be instructed how to act. While Krishna's internal potency does not need to be instructed, that are that much internal. It is said in Sveta Satara Upanishad that mm, ನಚತಸ್ಯ ಕಾರಣಂ ಕರ್ಣಂ ಚ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ನಚ ಸಮಾಸಂ ಅಧಿಕಚ್ಚ ದರ್ಶತೆ. ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕಾಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಡಲ್ಜ್. ಹಿ ಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಇಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ playing flute in Golok Vrindavan. Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Sruyate. The Supreme's energies are so variegated and they are in tune with Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. According to the internal potency, they act exactly the Lord desires. So, desire is there, but he doesn't have to express it and doesn't have to order the energies to act on his behalf. No, automatically. Did Durvasa Muni ever realize that the Sudarshan Chakra, which killed the Rakshas generated by his powerful prayers in anger, the Sudarshan Chakra killed it? Where did it appear? How did it appear? Lord Vishnu did not order. So when ultimately he returns to Lord Vishnu for final protection, Lord Vishnu was in Yoga Nidra. And Durvasa Muni said, my dear Lord, I have committed some mistakes and your Sudarshan Chakra is after me. Please withdraw it. Lord Vishnu would say, oh, I didn't know when it went through my fingers. What it means, you know, it's allegorically we can see. And then Lord Vishnu said, well, if it has gone, it has gone. And he will perform the job and then return. So otherwise it is not possible. You know? I don't have to order. Swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. Swabhav means the Lord's own character. The Supreme. You can't separate the Lord and his internal energy. But he separated Mahamaya for us to get educated. To get proper qualification so the glorification can be you know, rightfully awarded. But devotee is not interested in such glorification. Ahaitu ki bhakti. If glorification comes, then if somebody gets enamored, then he's gone case. Srila Prabhupada says that if somebody glorifies, we love to hear. It is natural by our physical nature. But devotee is not supposed to be succumbed by physical nature. He becomes stronger, stronger internally and protecting himself. Prabhupada achieved so much by the internal potency of the Lord. But he would give credit to his devotional service only that I'm trying to follow the order of my spiritual master. If I am, you know, if I have achieved anything, I'm simply trying to follow the order of my spiritual master. And that credit also he gave to his disciples, that my Guru Maharaj sent all of you to me so that you can help me in serving him and his order. So a devotee is always in command of his humility. It's not that he has to lease it out or exchange or barter. People do. If somebody does some favor by promoting a devotee, when something wrong is there and the devotee would point out that all these things need to be corrected, then, oh, you want to put me into a kind of embarrassment. I have favored you so much in past. Right. These are the things which are really pinpricking like a thorn. So Prithu Maharaj is showing us the way how to behave, how to act. This is also part of Vaishnava etiquette. Prithu Maharaj's character is perfect for our example in cultivating humility. His instructions are also like that, that will come later on, you know. But they are targeted at about his ideal behavior when four Kumaras appear in the fire sacrifice. So, this is an important lesson. Prabhupada says that Mayavadis use the word in context with Mahamaya, the external expansion. And they call Prithu Maharaj an ordinary human being. Might have some ability, but it is all allegorical. Oh, it is not factual. People will start arguing like that because of influence of Mahamaya. Or they take the side, they do not know Sambhavami Atma Maya. Krishna appears on his sweet will of his internal potency, through the agency of his internal potency. It doesn't come. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavruta. He is not even exposed to anybody and everybody. He is covering himself into yoga maya potency. That is internal potency. And the internal potency act exactly according to his nature. They do not need to be educated. So, if somebody from all this well-educated devotee group in Melbourne go back home, back to Godhead, then there will be no more tutoring there. Get tutored right here in a perfect way. Melbourne Temple has been always outstanding in educating the devotees properly. So we need to appreciate what we'll achieve will be a permanent asset. Try to get more and more, you know, such stability or performance is not seen in many temples. That by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Vallabh, things are, you know, going on in a very healthy way, at least. So we should always remain grateful that it is also the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Vallabh. When Prabhupada came here to install Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, he said that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu has arrived to accept your devotional service. To accept your devotional service. So they are here forever. And they have size is not important, but the quality is important. We should have qualitative oneness to be coming or manifesting as our natural constitutional position, you know. So all these cultivations and understanding that is available through proper educating system that Prabhupada wanted, Melbourne Temple is a front runner. All glories to Aniruddha Prabhu. May you remain Aniruddha in progress. Right? Nobody can stop you. Progress. Anyway. So, Prabhupada said that Mayavadis want to interpret it in a different way, but there is another way. The Vaishnava way is to understand that Mayavadis know only Maya as the potency of the Lord. They have no idea of internal potency of the Lord called Atma Maya, or what they call internal potency, or Yoga Maya. Prabhupada clarifies that Mahamaya is an expansion of Yoga Maya. But they don't distinguish, because they are envious, they always remain into the Mahamaya aspect. So they have no knowledge of Yoga Maya. Knowledge of Yoga Maya is for the devotees. Mahamaya will separate you from Krishna. That is her job. Yoga Maya will bring you closer to Krishna. And when Yoga Maya is predominantly conducting all the affairs of a devotee, then Mahamaya will also support Yoga Maya and protect you from physical harms. Just like Jada Bharat was saved by Mahamaya, Durga Devi, you know, Chandika. He saved the devotee. She saved the devotee in conjunction that his devotional service will never deteriorate. It is a permanent asset. If Mahamaya is predominant, then our devotional service will be also wearing out. But no, it is a permanent asset. There is no effect of Mahamaya. Therefore, name bhakta pranashyati. We should rest assured that whatever achievement we or progress we make in devotional service, it will be a permanent asset. It will be a permanent asset. And devotee thus becomes fearless. Thus, he becomes fearless, because his assets are permanent. One disciple of mine from Delhi, you know, in Delhi things are going on so weird. It's a capital city. He called me yesterday, and we were there in Hobart. I could not call him back. But after we came, I rang him up. Otherwise, he won't call. Maharaj, our factory seal ho gayi. And my son went into deep depression. Please, when are you coming? Come directly to our house. I said, no, I'm going to Vrindavan. And you come there. You are a devotee. You have to rest on Krishna's mercy, the internal potency. External potency is not pleasing. So something happened and their business was sealed off by the government. So they are devastated. I said, the best thing is that in such circumstances, come to Vrindavan and then we will understand. You will be relieved. Tell your son to come. I have hardly seen him, but now it is time to go and see. He will come, you know. So, devotees depend upon the internal potency, the devotional service. And we need to keep on increasing and increasing and increasing. There is no end to it. So similarly, the glorification of the Lord has no end to it. Because we cannot estimate the immenseness of the mercy of the Lord through the internal potency. Mahamaya is not going to be merciful. So those who are mixed devotees, many a times it happens that Vaishnavas desire opulence and this. They are Vaishnavas, but they have so much desires. So, okay, your destination is Vaikuntha, but keep on. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. Right? So, but then you can't think of Krishna there. You have to be satisfied with the opulence of Lord Vishnu that you have received. Because Mahamaya is entangling. And the Lord's internal opulence will be available there in Vaikuntha. Satisfy yourself, but then don't hanger for love of the Lord there in a very intimate way. It is said that Prithu Maharaj is going to Vaikuntha, but he had a desire to worship him in a parental way. And it's exceptional, and some parental presence is there. He's an empowered incarnation, and he goes back and he desires that. So it is fulfilled to a certain extent. But there are no hindrances, no limitations, nothing in Golok Vrindavan. Krishna is available. So these are some special features, and they are not accessible to those who are in Mahamaya's influence. So better remain in Yogamaya, even though you have so many desires. And you can appreciate that the Lord is merciful, our business is going on nicely, everything is good. Upar wale ki meherbani hai. They will spit out pan and other. Yeah, Vaishnavas have accessibility to all the luxury. In the name of Shinaji or in the name of Krishna, they will offer and then consume. Just like sometimes we make Mahaprasad, especially we cook and then we keep aside for ourselves something. So similarly, they also consider the betel nut, which is forbidden by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, they want to go ahead and have full control. But such devotees are mixed and desirous of having them. So when they have to mitigate the limited experience, which is not satisfying, they have to resort to the internal potency more than external potency. So when they surrender, then they will be able to progress. It's rare, but intermediary is also there. Akamava sarvakamaihi moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. They are also getting glorification, but a devotee అన్యాభిలాషితాశన్యం జ్ఞానకర్మాదనావృతం అనుకూల్యన కృష్ణానుశీలనం భక్తిరుత్తమ. ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఇంక్రీజ్ ది ఇంటర్నల్ అసెట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ దెన్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు బి హంబుల్ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్టివ్, వెరీ ప్రొటెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. దట్ ఈ జస్ట్ లైక్ అన్ అంతర్ముఖి భక్త డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ది అనర్థస్. He controls this way. You know, remember last time we were talking about four things we a serious devotee has to hide? Hide his guru, hide his mantra, hide his mala and hide his ishtadev. These are the recommendation in Hari Bhakti Vilas. If we want to be introspective, internally developing, then ISKCON provides such facility and guidance too. So Prabhupada says the Lord and His incarnations are fully independent and can appear anywhere and everywhere by the virtue of internal potency. And it says, although born out of so-called dead body of King Vena, King Prithu was still an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Lord's internal potency. Lord can appear in any family. Sometimes He appears as a fish incarnation, Matsya avatar, or a boar incarnation, Varaha avatar. So the highest, the first living being, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, cannot glorify you enough, they have limitations in their experiences because they are only at a universal level. But Lord is the master of so many multitude of universes which are bigger than our four-headed Brahma's universe. Right? So, what would be the situation of glorification there? It will be multifold. We will be always limited. We are so tiny that the Lord is available with a tiny drop of His mercy. But we can't expect so much glorification for ourselves who are virtually insignificant in the existence. And yet we become puffed up if somebody glorifies us. So, there is something dead wrong there. So, example of Prithu Maharaj and simultaneous glorifying is appropriately balanced out. But it is for whom not to imitate, whom not to become a victim of the glorification, the siddhis and everything, you know. So, regardless, means Sutta and Magadha, they say that if the demigods cannot find adequate language to express the glories of the Lord, then what to speak of others? So consequently, the reciters like Sutta and Magadha felt inadequate to speak about King Prithu. So we stop here. Anybody has any question regarding the subject matter of glorification by professional reciters? Why did it say professional reciters? Yeah, they were employed by the king Indra for glorification. They're professional singers called Gandharvas. Narad Muni was one in the assembly of the demigods. He was professional reciter, Narad Muni, in his previous, as Adi Barhan. Yes?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. Maharaj, the question is around, since they are professional reciters, this is their skill and this is their job. Now, we understand that the perfection of our skills and talents are guna and karma are when we render devotional service, when we are somehow connected with Krishna. So here we see that the professional reciters are engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord's
Do we have here some professional reciters who are making money out of recitations? Prabhupada's warned, it does not get into pure devotional service. What's your question now? No, nothing.
The question was actually that while this is, like, someone is a good singer, or someone can cook nice food, if they come and they cook for Krishna, this is a credit to them. This is a devotional achievement for them. This is the Lord's grace on them, the devotee's grace on them. So it is beneficial for them. So here we have people who sing and glorify others as a profession. But in this scenario, they are singing and glorifying the right candidate for glorification. An incarnation of the Lord. So, when the Lord is checking them, I haven't done anything. Hang on. Stop. So, how you have explained, we understand, this is for our understanding that glorification should not be taken to the head. But how did the Lord, is there any detail of how the Lord encouraged them? So, they are in turn engaged in devotional service because they are glorifying the right candidate.
You won't find in the last two verses of previous chapter. But the acknowledgement is there. Prithu Maharaj acknowledged, and because he has come on the planet Earth, you know, the subjugation of the demigods at that time was there, and everybody who is properly engaged in such a management, they have come to understand the, so they think it is their natural duty. But this is a highly advanced state in our terms, not in the terms of eternal associates of the Lord. They were professional. But the category of professionalism is there, which is far beyond of our estimations here. So the point is that nonetheless, but the job was same. And they have to examine. They have reason. Because they found, their logic was that here the Lord is appearing from a dead body through the prayers of the Brahmanas. We think it's the prayers of Brahmanas are powerful, that's why the Lord is appearing. No. Sambhavami Atma Maya. Krishna appears on his sweet will through the agency of the internal potency, not the external potency. These recitations and other things are external potency being used. How come? No. The prayers have deep meaning, which is spiritual in nature. The sound vibrations, spiritual nature. And that must be the communication for the Lord to appear, even through the body, dead body. But if we see the desires of the Brahman priests who are churning the dead body of man, they were stuck with a tradition where they were responsible to put Vena, who is a debauched son of a very good a devotee like king, but their estimation fell wrong. So to keep the dynasty on, they use the same body. Now there, what is the purpose? Even from a dead body, what is the purpose? A dynastic purpose, just to keep the dynasty run on? Everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, so many dynasties and the names of their progeny that they have been written down, just simply to find out who is a pure devotee in this dynasty, who has appeared as an incarnation of the Lord. That is the value where the divinity is coming up. And amazingly, the dynasty will be glorified because of the appearance of the Lord on a transcendental way. Otherwise, what is the use of the dynasty? What is the use of dynasty? Why Bhagavatam has to take so many painstaking nomenclature and you can't remember the sequence of the dynasty? But Sukadeva Goswami knows. Want to point out in which dynasty a pure devotee was born. So pious kings are there, they try to use their piety for the welfare of all that they control and rule. But some are not fit. The purpose is to keep on the purpose of bringing out the divinity aspect through pure devotee or the divine appearance of the Lord as incarnation. So there's no other purpose. Dynasties do not have any other purpose. Everybody can be a ruler. But for what purpose they are ruling can be only found out in the appearance of a pure devotee or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So qualitative expectation is only one. That is devotional aspect and nothing else. Why Mahabharata has been said in 100,000 verses, so elaborate? Just to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is also coming under the dynasty of Vrishni and Antak. So like that, we need to concentrate only for the purpose of our lineage. Purpose of our lineage. When you perform any pious activity, the pandit will ask what gotra you are, what is your lineage. If you don't know anything, just say achyuta gotra. What is in achyuta gotra? Achyuta means Lord Shri Krishna, who is infallible. So that pertains to devotion. That is the glory. All right. Anything else? Yes.
Why did the translation say causeless mercy or descendant here? I know causeless mercy, there is no cause behind it. What is Lord thinking when he gives causeless mercy? Where is the cause behind causeless mercy?
What is the cause behind causeless mercy? There is no cause. It is his sweet will. The Lord is the supreme entity who is filled with all desires. It is His rule. Everything belongs to Him. If you do not know, means you have different cause. We should be in tune with Krishna's cause and accept it. He has not created anything useless. To carry out His order, Lord Brahma is there. To carry out Brahma's order, you are there, we are here. In the dynasty, such orders are passed.